Recently, Ashley Erickson came to Northwest Arkansas. She was playing a gig at the Fayetteville Underground. She's gained a national following with her solo performances and recordings, as well as part of the band Lake. Her fan base also includes viewers of the show Adventure Time on the Cartoon Network. One of her songs serves as that show's closing theme. While she was in Northwest Arkansas, she also came to KUAF and talked to Katie Henriksen and sat down at the Mary Baker Rumsey Piano inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Okay, this song's called Roger Miller. It's a lake song. It's like a movie. I get so caught up with it that I almost lose my sense and purpose. 'Cause by the third line, I feel like crying. And by the fourth line, I feel like dying. I feel like dying. Look at this painting. All of its colors, it's so manipulating, taking you somewhere far away. If I were a bird, then I would be that one. Just like a lucid dream goes on and on and on and on and on. And they go on and on and on. One man pushed a boulder down the hill. The one to receive it, walking in someone else's dream, walking in someone else's dream, walking in someone else's dream, walking in someone else's dream. A songwriter writing songs to represent his world. And if I were a song, then I would be his song, just like his songs have a life of their own. If I were a song, then I would be his song, just like a lucid dream goes on and on and on and on and on. And they go on and on and on. One man pushed a boulder down the hill. While the other man was the one to receive it. Walking in someone else's dream. Walking in someone else's dream. Walking in someone else's dream. Walking in someone else's dream.
I'm here with Ashley Erickson. She's come into town, was just playing a show, and she's come into the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk to me about her music and play some music. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I always love to talk to musicians about their musical community. So just describe what your musical community is like for you.
The musical community in the Northwest is very interesting in that it's pretty small. Maybe it's the sort of music that I play is generally related to other people, but I've definitely felt like right away when I moved there, I kept meeting people like right away that I wanted to meet, and I didn't ever have that in other places I lived. I lived in LA, and I lived in Rhode Island and Sweden, I guess, a little bit. Yeah, I never made those connections. So the Northwest was kind of a haven for me. And then I met other people and had a band. Like the first day I moved there, it just like happened.
The first day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, it continues to be a really great place that it does. It's not like that feeling of, oh, there was this cool thing that happened for a little while and then it left, you know, everyone moved or something. But no, there's this feeling of just like a steady, wonderful place. It's just a wonderful place to make music. This song is called "Why Are You So Helpless?"
Songs, a lot of them are either telling someone something, declaring something, or in one case, you're in Why Are You So Helpless? You are asking someone something. So I'm curious about that perspective of I and you and working that way as a songwriter.
In Why Are You So Helpless and probably other songs of mine, I think of myself as being a pretty sympathetic person, compassionate person. So I really am also trying to think deeply about that because it affects me so much in my life when I have friends who are going through hard times. And so I might not necessarily talk with people about, like, tell them what they should do or what I think they should do, but I can help process my own feelings about that. So I definitely use, like, in Why Are You So Helpless, I feel like that is very connected to a specific emotion that's in me. And maybe other people have it too.
And one of the other songs that you'll play is, you mentioned it has a lot of different names, Island Song, Adventure Time, Credits Theme. So it is part of it's a credits for a show. And so how did that come about? And how does it feel to have a song of yours used for on a television show?
I feel really lucky with that song and that show because Adventure Time, once I saw the show and really watched it, I was just so amazed. I think it's a really good show and really inspiring and really creative. My connection to the show in the first place is that I grew up across the street from an art school that has a animation department, and there was a period in my life when I had first started recording my music, and I was making friends with people at CalArts. People who were making animations that were friends of mine would sometimes ask me for music for their student films. Penn, I think he used us from Penn, who's the, it's mainly Penn's show, Adventure Time, but I think he used a song of mine in a section of one of his animations in college, and so it made sense that eventually he and my friend Pat thought of me as being a good match for the show.
And now that it is part of a show, does the song seem different now?
The exciting thing about the song and the show is also that it shows how songs can take on a life of their own. And I have my recording of the song that I made that was a Christmas present to my husband. We had a version that we did with Lake, too. But then once it was on the show, I started to see these videos on YouTube, mostly kids playing ukulele. And I don't play ukulele. I've never played this song on ukulele. The song's taken on a life of its own. And that's a great feeling, like this feeling of being a folk song and this being this loose structure that can be interpreted and made personal by each person. This song has many names. It's called Island Song, Christmas Island, Adventure Time Ending Theme.
Beside the sea, where we can wander through the forest and do so as we please. Come along with me to a cliff under a tree, where we can gaze upon the water as an everlasting. Place beside the sea. sing so merrily. All of my affections, I give them all to you. I'll be here for you always, and always be for you. Come along with me to a place beside the sea.
Singer, songwriter, and performer Ashley Erickson was in Northwest Arkansas recently to play a gig at the Fayetteville Underground. And while in town, she talked to KUAF's Katie Hendrickson for Ozarks at Large. You can learn more about her at ashleyerickson.com. And don't forget, you can hear Katie Hendrickson every Monday through Friday morning at 11 with her classical music program Of Note on KUAF. And every Sunday night at 7, she has Sunday Symphony.